Okay. Okay, so I just wanted to just say where it's from, the and so on. The it's a sefer that's really sort of it's hagos on another sefer. There's a sefer, very famous sefer called Ma'alos HaTorah from the Kohen's brother. There is hagos on it from Yitzchak Isaac Chava. Yitzchak Isaac Chava was called the Pesh Lishi to the Kohen. The Goyen's Choshva Talmud, certainly in the area of Kabbalah, was somebody called Reb Nachum Mendel Mishkalov. Nachum Mendel Mishkalov himself wrote a few Sfarim. Nobody knew where they were, most of them, until somebody found them. Actually, they were renovating a basement in Meir Shorim. Somebody found some stuff. They didn't know what it was, and it was a Skalgel. And so, but his Sfarim are incredibly difficult. They're very, very difficult. Sorry, not accessible Sfarim. He has a Talmud of Yitzchak Isaac Chava. I think his family name was Waldman, if I'm not mistaken, who actually is extremely user-friendly. He tries to explain himself. He's written, there's Ha'aris. So wherever you say Yitzchak, various or other things on different Sfarim of the Goyen, he's a lot more, and he's wrote a classic sefer called Pisach Sharim, which is Akdamah to Kabbalah. On Ma'alos HaTorah, he has Hagos, called Or Torah. the Hagos, he basically goes off and says his own things. It's hard to say. I mean, Ma'alos HaTorah basically brings Chazal and brings out a point, not Meirich a lot. He says different things. This is the Likutim at the end, very, very nice things. And, you know, we're Sefer Sayyim, towards Kabbalah HaTorah, I felt it would be the right to learn through a shtickle hit this. So this is it's not related to anything else there, really. I mean, just bring the Gemara, but it's nothing else. It's not related to anything. It's in the back of one of the editions of Ma'alos HaTorah, they have this, they have the, you know, Shloi Lahitani Achalok, a liquid of different things of his. So this is one of those shtiklach. Oidis Hashem, Amrim Chiba Abba, Meirich Siv Noitze Teina Yoichal Piria. So the Pasuk is Mamshil, Torah specifically to Atena, and in other words, in that sense, the Noitz Atena Yochel Piria, there's a Hadgasha here. It's not only learning itself; it's someone who, so to speak, the hairs the Atena Shaboy will eat its peiris. Lama Nimshel Chadiver Torah Atena Loi Malacha Ma Atena Zu Kolz Man Shadu Mimashish B'Moitzu Batam. After the Torah, calls us to know how you might serve him. So there's the end of the Chazal is much more famous. Then the Chazal says that a woman, whenever you mamashmish, whenever the tinuk is mamashmish and yoinik, there's always milk. So that we understand. And a teina, it's very hard to understand the mushel. I mean, teina tastes good when you finish eating it. That's it. It's over. And like every other food, there's nothing. I mean, teina tastes very sweet and. The Pasuk uses it as a mashal for something the people crave for. But the idea of Tamid doesn't seem to be miyucha to it in any way. So that's one. Omer Shmuel Achmein Rabbi Yonasan, Meirich Siv Ayelas Ahuvim V'yalas Chein. Mipnei ma nimshal divertoi kayala, loimelecha, ma ayolo zu rachma tsar, v'chaviv al baila kol shor v'shor k'shor v'shoyna, af divertoi chaviv alamdiya kol shor v'shor k'shor v'shoyna. A second mashal, third mashal. This is the more famous one for this. Ma dad ze kolzman shetinik b'mashish ba moitzu b'cholov. After v'ter kolzman shetinik b'hoigav moitzu b'mtam. So this one we understand. A woman who's nursing, as long as the baby is nursing, there's always more milk coming. It stops. There's no more milk, and that's that. But the first one, the te'ena one. Is the one that's most curious. What exactly are we talking about? So he explains. Kavonis divrehem shedima hakosev esatoyr l'teino she'em peraser nigmarim bepam achas. So he says the nekud of te'ena is not that any one te'ena that you'll eat will keep giving you tam. It doesn't. But the Gemara says it's a chasabatim. Te'ena is different types of te'ena. Those suach, they have different types of they have different types of seasons that are very, very, it's not like most crops come bunched together in one shot, and that's that. A ta'ina tends to come at random times, different ta'inas. So he explains, Sheva the Rav, Ukemoikein, Hatayra Atzma Shrosha Lamaila, Obebaya, Lo'ilam Hazen is Gashma, Venasa Bechinas Gavul, Avalamalu Lamal Yitzes Mechinas Gavul Vishir. So let's talk about this a little bit, and let's try to understand the nekuda here. Bederech klal, if we're talking about things that have boundaries in themselves, so the boundaries express themselves in physical entities, that it's a dava madud, it's a dava shakul, and that's what it is. You also have zman is something that is extremely limiting. So all physical inyanim have a season. There's halachically you have different zmanabir and you have zmanim that are katsuv because everything grows with a certain seder, and that seder itself is its limit. To have something that is lamala min azman, which means it really is independent of the zman, is unique. So, bederech klal, we expect all tulips to grow at the same time, because a tulip has a certain genetic makeup. They're all pretty much the same, and they should be coming in one shot, because the sheirish of a tulip is physical, and that's where it should be coming from. Shlomo Melech in Koheles, everything has an ace and a zman, and because nature, just like it's restricted in place, it's restricted in time, and therefore there's a zman for this, a zman for this, a zman for this. You have in the Te'ena, you have a bria that really seems to be coming at random times. So the way to understand it is that It's Akadosh Baruch Hu set it up in a way that its sheirish is not physical or bound by something physical. Its sheirish is coming from somewhere else, and when it comes into this world as a te'ena, and it comes physical. But the fact that the te'enas seem to come at random times means that mitzad et sheirish, it's not coming from any type of physical mahalach. Let's take an example. Anything that's a pure physical mahalach, lamashal, how long will a candle burn? That's a physical reality. So the amount of wax, the size of it, and so on, and the size of the flame, will tell you always how much it will burn. How often will somebody bring me a candle? Since a person has bechira and there's no set system, sometimes he decides to drop off a candle, sometimes not. That's not going to have a zman. So let's take an example. Let's say someone goes around, and let's say he's a big Baal Chesed, and he's also sort of a very colorful personality. And every so often on Friday he gets a mishkas, I'm going to give out candles. So when the candle comes, I have no idea. And that's because it's not the hemshech of any physical reality. But once it's there, it lasts a certain amount of time, and then it becomes again that. A te'ena, the bria of a te'ena, is an expression of a certain mitzias in this world that's rooted beyond this world, and it comes in. Once it's a te'ena, it's a te'ena. That's first part. So he says the te'ena has that bria that it's... So I guess I would say the right word for it is a test to see whether something is part and parcel of this world only, or is it coming from someplace else. I would take a look and see how restricted is it in its gevulas. And a teina is not. V'lochein, he says, b'chol eis she'odom maimik ba,
so
ushkurim divri Torah al piv layim ratzonaseim tamid. Let's stop and let's talk about this. Every single chachma in the world, I would expect it to be finite. Let's give an example. Let's go back to the candle. Let's say before electric lights and LEDs and everything were invented, we'd live on candles. So there would be scientists, candle mumchim. How much science can there be in candle mumchishaft? As many protim as are in a candle, which atoms make up a candle, the properties of atoms, you can do a lot of research, but the research is the volume of knowledge that's in a finite entity. So I can describe every single atom in a candle, and that's it. There has to be a case for it because it has that gevul. That's one example. Let's take something a little bit harder. Let's say philosophy. So philosophy, Baruch Hashem, it's endless, and there never seems to be any sikum, anything. But it's not true. Philosophy purports to understand Eizah Derech HaTorah, what's good for a person to do. So if we don't believe, if we believe that it starts with me and you and you, that's the Metzius. So I could sit and think through every possibility. I could give, I could not give, I could take, I could not take. I could figure out, again, maybe it seems to us believable, but it's not. There's just X amount of interactions that's possible between people. And so Be'etzim, it has a kitzvah to it. Anything that its shirish starts with the mitzias, with the physical mitzias, is limited. So certainly true of physical realities, and certainly true of and it's also true of what we call philosophy or anything like that. But Torah is a very different type of chachma. If Torah was only what's a good lifestyle for people to live, so that they're nice, they're good, they're kind, they're just, they're whatever it is, then it will also run out. It would run out the same way it runs out the other way. Torah itself is be'etzem, the emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, coming dressed in a certain finite metzias. So l'mashal, Hilchus Tzitzis might have a technical gvul in the Tzitzis Rabbi, but mitzad the oimek of it, it's beligvul. And the reason is because be'etzem the tzitzis we have is a dogma of something deeper. Let's take an example there also. A child starts learning numbers by association. Here is two objects, that's a number two. Three objects is three. So if I were to ask a child, a rather smart child, what is the biggest number? So the child would answer, count up all the things in the world. Atoms, electrons, quarks, whatever it is, count them up. That's the biggest number. Anything more than that doesn't mean anything. But, so we tell them one second. Mathematics is really a system that's beyond the objects. It happens to be that we can express object with it, and I can say X amount of sheets, X amount of people, and so on. But be'etzem, math is a system that's beyond it, and there's no gvul to the numbers. Yes, for numbers to have meaning, we need to have objects represented. Lahavdol, Torah itself starts on one end with a certain infiniteness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it identifies tzitzis and tefillin and geneva and gzela and kedusha and tara and tumah as things that represent the specific inyanim. But it's not limited to that. It's expressed in that. Just like going back to the first example, the Meshugna or whatever you want to call him, who went around giving candles. Each physical candle is a metzias. But where they're coming from, how many are going to come, as no sheikhs, because it's not coming with any system or any rhyme or reason. So because Torah is coming from beyond, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kaviyachol Chachma, so therefore its Sheirish doesn't have Gvulis, and it comes as a Gvul. But if I tell you this problem has an infinite amount of steps to solve, it's as good as telling me that it's a waste of time for me to solve it. I can't solve things that are infinite. If I tell you it would take an infinite amount, this Tosfos is a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Chachma, and therefore take an infinite amount of years to understand it, I wouldn't go anywhere. It doesn't work like that. It's layers. In other words, I'm oimed on a certain part of it, and then I can go to the next step. Someone told me, the scientist, but he's a big physicist, actually. He said, science is a never-ending series of angels. It's like, okay, we oimid on the Sheresh Debriya. Now, what's the angel that's keeping that Sheresh going, and so on? In physical things, we can, because some way we oimid on the fact that it's Ligvul, we keep thinking of that. And Torah, it is like that. So he says. What determines the depth that I can go into it? So he says like this. So by a woman, Lamashal, by the nursing, it's as the child nurses, there's more milk coming from the mother. Here he says a little bit of different knetch. V'lachein bechol eish ad ma'imik ba moitzet var chadosh emashay hisig mitchila va'afilu kvar lomad v'shana harbei. Said a lot of things here. Let's go step by step and let's explain the points that he's making. First, the Bechol Eis expresses itself. It says the Sfarim, they bring the three chilukim of the Bria are Olam, Shana, and Nefesh. The physical boundaries of the world are real. Everything in the world has physical boundaries. That we understand. Zman is to us a little more ununderstood in terms of Gvulis. The real place where there's no Gvul is in Nefesh. And this is it'll be in this area in two ways that the constant chiddush of Torah will take place. Let's be mazel like this. Let's ask ourselves. Rabbi Kivega was a giant. Rabbi Chaim Brisker was a giant. Ktzois was a giant. Rabbi Chaim never said anything. Ktzois said. Ktzois never said anything. Rabbi Kivega said. None of them said what the other one said. The Rambam was a giant. Rambam was a giant. They said very different things. What's the pshat? The answer is every single person in the Bria, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bli Gvul expresses itself in each different neshama, each different person, they're hearing it. He's the hair. And that's why the morale is extremely different than Rav Chaim Brisker. It's no shaykhs one to the other. It's each one is a world in its own because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's infinity has revealed itself in each nefesh that came to the world. Physically, we're fairly similar. Yes, nose a longer, nose a little shorter. That's not. But in terms of the tfisas hadvarim, it's different, and each person has his chelik that he's oimer on. So when we speak about machloikis and who's emes, not emes, there's a mistake there. If it's machlokes em shemayim, in the sense that each one really was meyisager lemana emes, they will come up with different answers, and each one's answer is another gilui of a chelik of Torah, and therefore one of the ifanim that this expresses itself is becholis ruchot edim, is each nefesh, every single adam gadol that worked in Torah had a different knetch, was megal a different knetch. Kefi b'chosek, kefi him. It's not more or less, better or worse. It's different. Each rishon is a different language, different knetch, different type of mahalach. One. Two, there's another thing that expresses itself in nefesh ha'adam, is the constant shinui. When we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechadesh b'tuv v'chayim tamid, this is what the second thing that he's saying. It's not... And when it comes to a table, we believe that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu were not constantly being mekayim the table, it wouldn't be kayim. But we don't have any... I mean, it's an emunah of sorts. There's nothing real about the table. It's the same table as before. There's nothing quiet about it that we hear it that way. In terms of a person, we deher each moment of chiyus is a new moment of chiyus. And therefore, the new moment of chiyus is mechayev, just like each nefesh is able to be koilet another chelik of Torah. Each zman in a person is a klita of something else. My Rebbe Chaim Shalevitz used to say a shmuz. He used a lashon of Rashbam that it's a strange lashon. The Rashbam writes that he's going to say a different pirush than Rashi. He's going to say chidushim that are pshatim are mischatchim b'chol yoyim, something like that. A very strange lashon. What does he mean exactly? What does he mean b'chol yoyim? I mean, say it. So Reb Chaim used to say, Reb Chaim Shavitz's vart was that every day of a person's life gives a new knetch. A person should be deharing things at every day differently. Every day is the chiddush. Every day is a chiddush, and the chiddush is that I deher something differently than I did yesterday. One of the things, anyway, it's a different direction. One of the things that my Rebbe Reb Nachum, tremendous midas emes, he had a shtickle Torah on Pigel that was, he'd written it up, and he was a very difficult writer. I mean, he wrote terribly bekitzer and remuzim, and it was a shtickle on Pigel. It was printed in Atvuna. It was like maybe one column and absolutely impossible to understand. I mean, he was very sparse when he wrote. He himself said that sometimes he couldn't figure out what he had said because he was very mekatzer. We're learning Zvachim, and we had a chabura on Fridays, and he would say, and we got to the sugya Pigel, and I was waiting to hear it. And he said a chabur in it, much lighter. It didn't get to that point. And someone afterwards was a little disappointed, and he asked him, you know, and Reb Nachum said, I don't hear it today as pshat. I don't hear that today. In other words, it's not once I came up with Shtickle Torah that Shtickle Torah became, you know, canonized. I have to hear it. And I'm not, today I don't hear that that's pshat. And this the Baruch said today is the way I hear it as pshat today. So the chiddush of each day is a new ability to be koilet another chelik of Torah. There's something I could have been koilet yesterday, and there's something I can be koilet today, and something I'll be able to be koilet tomorrow. That's the chiddush. So that's what he says over here. Ukvar kasavnu b'chame koimois shenishmosa shel adam hi mischadeshes boi b'chol eis shekemois shekol ha'oilo mischadesh b'chol eis Shen yoim doim al chaveroi, vein rega doim al chaverta pil gugula it tsurufe shem avaya. Hamizkal gol pil nekudoisa betatraf tsurufe chol shok yedua. Let's explain what he's referring to over here, just so that we know the nekuda. It says that begodim kaviyochel de levushim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears the day, doesn't wear at night, the morning doesn't wear at night, the next morning is not the same as the night before, the next night is not the same as the morning. And so the Sfarim say, it's not the pshat. So Levushim v'Kadosh Baruch Hu are his midas, how he's interacting, the nesiones that he brings to the world, the yeshuas, the hester part, the gilu part, the interaction of Kadosh Baruch Hu with the bria. The pshat is not that both Chassidish Svarim say it in the Litvish. It's not the Pshat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyoch looks at his calendar and says, what should I be doing on Sunday or Monday or Tuesday? The Shinui Han, because there are Shinui Han Hagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Shinui Zman. The world would be frozen because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nitzchi. So how does the world change? The answer is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has different midas, and he uses this, just like in the Yom Tovim, there's a Zman of Simcha, there's a Zman of Yira, there's a Zman of Gcheiros, there's a Zman of Torah. So the change of Hanhagis are what create that change. And since there are Tatrap Regoyim in every hour, so the since the Chalukin of Zman is that amount, it Balkarchot is these different types of Hanhagis. And it has to do with, the different, how you machab different letters of shame. All it means basically is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Echad is not our, we dehear different Zmanim, different Kufas, different Anhagas. Those different Anhagas create that, and they mechadish it. K'moikein mechadish an-sham b'chol Adam, v'cheinu achidush b'toyer l'cha Adam v'gev kol koichai. So it's an incredible new understanding of Torah, it's Chiddush, and what do we understand like this. I sat and learned for a week. The first day I didn't get it because I didn't know anything. The second day I didn't get it. Finally, I got to the fifth day. I now know it, and that's it. So once I know it, I know it. Maybe you can always tell me I'll do a little bit better tomorrow because maybe I wasn't yours. But at the end of the day, it's not a very productive enterprise. If I feel I have a good pshat, I have a good pshat. He's telling you it's a very different cook. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us a different pair of glasses every day to look at it. Just like how I understood the sugya, now you understood the sugya, is different be'etzim, and like Beis Hillel had to be shown in Devar Beis Shammai first for them to be oimed on their pshat. These differences are because of the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave into the bria that it's megal itself, the ein soif of gedolim. That each time a big person is oimid, he adds a chelek to the Torah that no one else was able to bring down. Zman, learning it over now, is going to give me another deher in it and another understanding in it. It's very interesting. You find hanhagas by gedolei rishonim. Find sometimes Tzrid has like sometimes the eighth madura of something, and you find some chazanish also. They don't erase what they wrote last time. If I make a cheshbon, somebody said to add up two columns of numbers. If I realize I'm wrong, I rip up the old sheet and I just have the new sheet. I'm not going to keep all the haveminess. The answer is not. B'meichur pasi, the Gemara says, Rabbi B'meichur pasi held that the Zov is Ike, and then he held that the Kesev is Ike. The Shaila was, each one, if a person is a Toya, he's a Toya. If we're talking about rank amateurs, who push it didn't type the words right, it's not again. No, I'm not talking about it. I'm talking about people who are Bali Toya, people who are Tamei Chachamim. So each time the person learns it, he be'etzim is megala another chelik of Toya. The chelik that tzayich to this zman, hashat this man, hashat this man. The bechol eis, Hiravucha, the teina has no zman, means, if it comes at random, means each one had its own zman. It should also do something else. And therefore, each time a person is misyageya, then he's being oimid on another nekuda, on a different nekuda. V'im shilu gamken ator la'ayala v'chulu, lo'ima. Shilu yachshev adam, shim lomer harbe v'tarach ba, atru zeichai sabaki ba. A person shouldn't think that So this is an interesting tushtal. Now let's explain this mashal a little bit. The It says by Achashverosh, it says by Esther, that somebody wanted to be Toyim and Tam Sula was Toyim and Tam Sula, somebody wanted to be Toyim and Tam Bula was Toyim and Tam Bula. Gemara says in Megillah, it means the chiddush of something new is that it takes a certain yigiyah to get to it, that it's breaking new ground, so to speak. And that's the chiddush, that's the chvivus of it. And then there's something, if it's ragel, it has its own type of mahalach, it's an easy mahalach, and so on. The rachmotzar means that it's always a mahalach of tamsula. In other words, I never deheren it the chosh of regilus, which is becomes easier, more comfortable. But so just like a person, you know, if you see a child learning how to read, say plugs and muchas, then his eyes open up when he's able to read the first line. That's not something that is shayach to. That's not something that is shayach to that hanor chvivus would not have a chvivus of chiddush to it. The chvivus of chiddush is shayach dafka. So let's take that muscle. You have a child, and he muches, and then when he reads his first line, like his lines up and so on and so forth, every time that he reads it easier, so there's the ease of reading it, but it doesn't have that simcha, because the simcha of chiddush, he's missing simcha chiddush. The ayola that rachma is tsar, is the rachma tsar means that the hanah of chiddush there is there. Like the Tamsula that it says. And therefore, when a person learns it over, he says, Katana shall limut ezachmer, shame barak mashekosibo, upam shenik for y psuchal from chadoshes. So like we said before in the mashal, whenever you have a finite amount of knowledge to learn or to cover, you're going to never, once you make the main breakthrough, so we say that there's a little shirayim, there's tzitzin, there's this, there's that, but it's not something that you could feel again, that tainuk. It would be true if Torah would also be finite. Now we limit it, so maybe it takes longer to break through it. Once you break through it, that's it. Here, because each time it is chadash, it is just like Reb Chaim's Torah is different than Reb Kivega's Torah, because it is different. So the zman of it, each time, each day, is also different. So it's not a string over the same thing. It's something that there's a new, over there there's a real new production. Okay, she pyrus milinek as mitstam kinda the very malahanik. Kamoike in misha mas mil yisbali mudoi nitvasila shachach mabino. Vedaita mitvasefes alehim. Al she pyrus menu as a teper shmana yisik mesh omit as veni yoyman zveka. So this is the final piece of it, that if a person lets go, so now the person really, so it's not the pshat, he's going to have to redo what he did before. He's going to have the koishi of something without the tainug that he speaks of as chiddush. The tainug is only if a new tam is nimsha from it. So basically, just to sum up, he learned up with us this Maimah Chazal over here, this Nekud of Chiddush and Torah. And the first point is, in anything that Be'etzem is finite, there can't be a Tam of Chiddush. There's a Tam of Chiddush the first time, but that's it. And there is no real Chiddush. I could be that a person was Shlomazli, didn't he was Oymit, so if a person is Choyke V'dayrish, physical things. You only got up to a certain point. Okay, that's all you got up to. You can't do more than that. But when it comes to things that are, Torah has in itself a crossover. It starts with something that's ligvul, and it comes into a mitzvah of a gvul. So it's true that yesterday's Torah shtaltzu to the gvulas of my tefisa yesterday. My Torah shall suit to my gvulas and his to his gvulas. But since this changes constantly, and a person's chiddush is the person's self is mischadish, there'll always be a chiddush there. And that itself, the fact that it's coming at each time that a person looks at it, it comes with a different tam. And that's if we take a look in history, there were tkufis, there were mekaymis. It wasn't only have to be a ktsais here and a kiveg there. If you look at the ktsais and the sivis, it came in the same tkufa. There was a certain chelik of Torah was ripe at that point. That te'ena became ripe at that point. And different Torah comes ripe at another point. And you do see it. It goes in certain clusters because it comes through the venue of Zman. So it's because each Zman, it comes in a different way. It's Lamailam and Azman, you see. And yet it comes into the Kalim. So Lamashal, if something takes on the color of whatever Kli it's in, its own color is none of the Kalim. So the Torah comes with Lamailam Azman, like the Taina. It's in a mechanism, it has nothing to do with Zman, because it comes at random. But each Taina had its Zman that is Shtaltzu. Each character has its Zman. And a person himself can, there's a special Tainuk of discovering something anew that was never there. And there never was Imran. It's genuine. It's not just the Pshat. When I learned Babi Basi and Shiva, I missed this sukkah, that sukkah, I was out. Okay, so that's hard. That's patching up old things. And nobody, very few people have cheshit to go back and learn through the sukkahs because they missed out something. That's not, but if you said something, it's going to be a different Babi Basra because you've changed, your Matzis has changed, then it's a very different perspective on it. Like upon him, I guess the our bigness sign is because in learning, I think one of our bigness signs is when we were in yeshiva, there was a certain tekufa when there was a tremendous tainuk because person was mechadish his first chiddush, person his first kasha, person his first shtickle Torah, person did, you know, there's a lot of things that are first that have that chiddush state, and we're not sensitive enough to the hair in each time. That there's a new understanding, and the way I understand it today is different. We kind of stay with what was, and maybe we might have a piece, and now it's a piece. It's not in tune enough to things that he's saying. The fact that a person has a mature adult that has it better, the fact that he understands it better. I'm telling you, I sometimes take a look at, you know, he has like Tmina, that his thesis read. I don't know how many of Maduras he wrote, and it's different Masechtas, you get all sorts of. But this is the eighth Madura. And it's different. And it could be chaylik on what he wrote in three maduras before, and four maduras before. It's because he understood differently. If a person were to understand that the process of change and maturing allows him for a different understanding of Torah, then we would live with that tainuk. Kopanim, as we're moving towards Matan Torah, Mitzvah Hashem, I think it's a very appropriate inyan to bear in mind. It gives us a sense that it's possible for a person to have that tam of chiddush that he had before, because yes, it may not sound such a grand chiddush, but every person is much more mature than he was, and his tefis things a different way. And if a person works through an inyan again and he has a different tefis on it, that tefis is a whole new gilui. It's not. He didn't make a mistake before, and it's not a mistake because in who knows how long he'll redo it again. That's this man, this is the tainer that comes and has tam for me. Be'ez Hashem, each time there'll be a new gilui, a new tfisa with its own tam and with its own seekers.
Okay. We mentioned in Olam Shana Nefesh that in Shana Nefesh there's different bechinas.
Right.
I think it's the Ramat Valley who says that you also find the difference between the Sfaradim and the Ashkenazim as far as like the type of Torah, which even Olam in the Mokim, the places even where they were, it's also,
look at Germany and France in the 1200s. You know, the Chachmei Tzarfas from Mefalpolim, Chachmei Ashkenaz tend to be, you know, the Zuru, they tend to be very different style. And it's there, two countries, and each one in Chachmei Sfarad were, you know, Ramban Rashbad, Ritva, They were different. You definitely, yes. It's,
I think it says Italy is the mutzah, he says.
The truth is, Chachmei Italia had a very interesting, they had their own knetch over, you know, they had a very a peculiar knetch that went across the board. It's over Doris. Yeah, each makom and each man has its...
even the early Achronim, the end of the early Achronim, they saw some that time, a bit, and they write things that don't seem readable now. Very different way of.
Yes, but it's very different. What came before, and but you, if you're a little bit of a das or chava, you see it. It's another important facet of it. Yes, of course. It was always like that. It was.
Are you saying that if when Rashi learns Madura Basra, or other Rashi learns Madura Basra, then the first Chiddush was or wasn't Emes Mitzad Chiddush?
Well, it's actually interesting that there's a Shaila in the Achronim. If a Rishon was chayz on something, do you have to accept his chazar or not? He didn't erase it. So somebody burnt his log seven, but it's a mikar and there's a hodah. So if you're relying on him, if a person is following the Rambam, he has to follow whatever the his last psak was. But if a person is just using the different the shitas as a mishkal, so a hava mina that stayed. Is, you know, how many say in the sense that the person said, oh, I made him for messed up the first mission, they don't find that in Hashem. But if a person was done something wrong in another way, it's a valid thing. It's a, you know.
A valid chiddush.
Yes, it's a valid chiddush, yes. And it could be mitzvah. They talk about it. It's one of the things that the Pesach Sfarim talk about. Being mitzvah, an earlier version, and it was an early sheet of that same mission, what charata. If you're being done mitzat svaras mitzat this, you could very well misarif it. You have me for where? For you?
Yeah,
well done. Will we be able to tell me?
Yeah, well done. Okay.